2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 14 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
Hospitals all over the state are beginning to feel the pinch. This afternoon, a couple of hospitals hit their maximum capacity, and they expect things might get even busier. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports.
The intensive care unit at University Hospital is not quite as full as it was on Friday. Over the weekend, it dropped to around 80 to 90% full. But health officials believe, based on the trend of positive cases they're seeing, they will be at capacity again later this week. And Intermountain Dixie Regional Hospital got so full on Sunday, they had to open another surge ICU.
Officials with University Health say things have become so busy, they've had to hire another wave of workers to keep up with demand. Intermountain reports all over the state their resources are being stretched with this rising number of cases. And about that, the Department of Health reports now 288 Utahns are currently hospitalized with COVID. There were 1,168 new cases reported today. 17% of the tests were positive yesterday. KSL News Time 5:01. President Trump attacked his top coronavirus expert today. Maria Soleos is live with the story at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, with just 15 days to go before Election Day, President Trump on a campaign call leveling his most aggressive attacks yet on Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb, but there's a bigger bomb if you fire him.
The president calling Fauci a disaster. Meantime, Joe Biden's campaign says President Trump is using staunch opposition to science as his closing argument as Election Day looms. Biden's campaign notes that the pandemic has now killed nearly 220,000 Americans, seen more than 8 million confirmed cases nationwide, and cost millions of jobs. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows discussing the latest efforts to help Americans struggling to pay their bills due to the pandemic.
We're working around the clock. I talked to the president for over an hour yesterday about the stimulus package and what we might be able to come to an agreement on.
Meadows says there is some hope there could be a deal on more stimulus funding within days. And California's governor says no COVID-19 vaccine will be allowed in his state until it's been reviewed by the state's own team. Gavin Newsom is assigning a team of scientists to independently review the safety and efficacy of any COVID-19 vaccine that ends up getting FDA approval. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A frat at the U is in big trouble after some of its members caused damage at the Hogle Zoo. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
The Sigma Chi fraternity bought the last 150 tickets to Hogle Zoo's Boo Lights event on Saturday. But zoo spokeswoman Erica Hansen says frat members smashed bottles and cans of beer in the parking lot, as well as trashed Halloween decorations and flashed a knife at a carousel operator.
You can see some ramifications like that will linger for a while if there are young families that, you know, were here that night and felt unsafe, or they might be a little uneasy to come back. And so we're sad about that.
However, Hansen says the frat has called to apologize. A post on Sigma Chi's Facebook page says they will make sure those found responsible will be held accountable for their actions. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Both Salt Lake City Police and the U are investigating what happened. New polling shows the race for Congress in Utah's 4th District is about as close as it can get. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020. Here's Lindsay Ertz from the KSL Elections Desk.
The latest Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows Republican Burgess Owens is up one percentage point on Congressman Ben McAdams.
46% of voters in Utah's 4th District say they would vote for Burgess Owens, and 45% say they would vote for the incumbent Democrat Ben McAdams. So really, it's a pure toss-up.
Pollster Scott Rasmussen says three factors could impact this race. The first, party turnout.
It's the ground game by both candidates. Can they get their voters either to the polls or to the postal service?
Second, he says something could happen in the national campaign. And third, a major news story about either candidate could shift things. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Oh, just a little while, Congressman Chris Stewart will face his 2nd District election opponents, Democrat Cale Weston and the Libertarian J. Robert Latham. KSL News Radio is going to air this head-to-head-to-head debate at 6 tonight. And you'll get a recap and analysis on Utah's morning news with Tim and Amanda when you wake up tomorrow morning. KSL News Time 5:05. State fire officials are warning the public about a fire season that's extending deep into autumn. Two more wildfires started over the weekend, the Range Fire and the Fire Canyon Fire, both human-caused. Kate Webb with Utah Fire Info says these current dry conditions mean that just a small spark can quickly turn into a big problem.
It does not take much, and we've seen that time and time again this summer, given how dry fuels are. Ignition is very probable.
First of all, the Range Fire was caused by target shooting at the Orem Police Gun Range. The Fire Canyon Fire is still under investigation. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
A pretty easy drive tonight on the Valley freeways. In fact, lighter than normal traffic. That's even for Davis County drivers. Northbound I-15, where you have freeway speeds between the Highway 89 split in Farmington all the way up to Willard Bay. Salt Lake County freeways, not bad. And I-15 in Utah County, good speeds from the point of the mountain all the way to Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, anyhourservices.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.